It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care.
Oh, all right.
If you haven't heard this before, it's really simple. I'll read a headline, and if my co-hosts say they care, then we're going to be treated to a private stand-up performance by none other than Hollywood funny man Kevin Hart.
Whoa!
Wow.
We interviewed him once, so I believe it.
He's waiting out in the
lobby. I just got off the phone with him. He's on board.
Okay.
But if they don't care, then we'll have our own Jose Bolaños do 100 consecutive impressions of D-list celebs from the 1990s.
At first, I was like, that sounds kind of cool, but oh yeah, not the D-list part.
Quick, Jose, give us a 5-second Tony Danza.
Angela, Samantha. That's what's the boss.
There you go. Is that what you want? 100 of those.
Thank you.
You don't care.
Angela.
No, make it stop. Tony Danza is like sexy, not like an old. I don't even know who we're talking about.
Angela.
I'll tell you. We could just do that the entire 7 minutes.
No.
No? Okay.
I only know the two names if you haven't figured it out.
Let's just get into it with your first headline. The greatest plot twist ever for a cheating story.
Oh.
Care or don't care?
Oh,
God.
I have to care, man.
Maggie Clayton came home from a long day of work recently, pulled into her driveway, and her heart immediately started racing. Because from outside, she could hear loud music blaring and spotted a figure of a woman standing near the window.
Uh-oh.
So Maggie's first thought was, she just caught her husband cheating.
Oh, no.
And that's when she whipped out her phone and started recording to make sure she caught the dirty deed on camera. Next thing you know, she flings open the door, screams, and was completely shocked and utterly speechless at what she saw.
What'd she see?
Turns out she didn't catch her husband cheating with another woman. Her husband was the other woman because he was wearing a big 80s rocker wig, sporting skinny jeans and a guitar, pretending to be a rock star.
Me time.
Well, he was with one of his buddies in the living room, and they were rocking out together.
They're just messing around.
Singing along to Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Stop it.
The video, which Maggie shared on TikTok, has gone viral. It's been viewed more than 3 million times.
Oh, my God. God, you'd have to feel so stupid, though. You're like, I thought you were living the rock star lifestyle, not pretending to actually be a rock star.
Let's go to your next headline. The Impossible Burger just got jobbed. Care or don't care?
I have to care.
You know I love the Impossible Burger, and I care solely because Jeffrey hates it so much.
I don't really care.
Thank you, Alexis. But let's...
No, it's good.
We got enough cares here. This just in... Plant-based food company Beyond Meat just announced they're going to be partnering with several major fast food chains in the coming years.
Dude, that's awesome.
To expand their offerings of meatless meat.
Pretty soon, you won't have a choice, Jeffrey. You're just going to have to eat that stuff.
So it's more than just burgers now. What might you see in the near future? How about a Taco Bell faux chalupa?
I'm down.
I don't know.
Come
don't
on.
Mess with my chalupa.
You can't tell that Taco Bell meat is meat anyway.
Well, you're right. I'm wasted when I've ever eaten.
Yeah. It's not going to make any difference to you.
What about a stuffed crust faux meat lover's pizza?
I'm in.
I don't know about that one.
McDonald's says they're going to be using the Beyond Meat partnership to roll out what they're calling the McPlant Burger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I could get behind that.
I may try that, yeah.
Just, okay.
they still have the special sauce.
It's like an oxymoron. And not only that,
it is actually an oxymoron.
You'll be able to get an egg McFaux muffin and McChicken faux nuggets.
Oh my God,
that's just hard to say.
It's become so popular the last few years, several large restaurant chains are now trying to make it happen where there's going to be no more meat on the menu, just all faux meat options all the time.
Jeffrey, it's great for the planet. It's great for your health. Jump on board, man. Don't miss this train, okay?
No, I'm not jumping on board. I'm jumping off the cliff. Yeah. This is it. Let's just go to your next headline. My vacuum has a drinking problem.
What?
Care or don't care?
I don't care. I don't really care.
It was the only time I related to my vacuum. I care.
Yeah. It just made vacuums of wine or something.
Totally.
All right. Sorry, vacuums. You're going to have to figure this out on your own.
I'm sorry if I offended any vacuums. Yeah.
See if you guys care about this one. It's the feel-good story that'll have you saying, you got to be kidding me.
Oh.
Care or don't care?
So bad.
Okay, if it was drunk kittens, you would have cared.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Back in 2005, a 2-month-old brown tabby kitten named Brandy went missing one night from her home.
Oh, no.
Her owner was a 45-year-old computer technician named Brandon. He went out and searched for her everywhere. Signs, scoured the neighborhood, did everything he could think of to locate his little feline friend.
Yeah.
But after several weeks, he couldn't find her and gave up.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
All right. Aww. I'm glad you guys wanted to hear that story.
That was it?
There's more. Now, almost 16 years later, he received a phone call from the Los Angeles County Animal Shelter, and they said Brandy was found.
Yay!
Wait, what?
With her microchip, they found her at a local shelter and asked Brandon if he would like to come back and get her 15 years after she was lost.
So he has an elderly cat now? Where has she been? What has she been doing?
Brandon said, quote, "I was skeptical. I thought this must be a mistake.
Yeah.
Maybe a 1 in a million chance that it's actually her." So he went over, and when he showed up, Brandy jumped into his arms and started to purr. They're showing a picture right now of little Brandy.
How could people be a cat hater? Look at that little sweetie.
Even like an elderly cat, she's still tiny.
Oh.
At that point, Brandon broke down and cried, thinking of all the years that he'd lost with her.
So he took her home,
and now they're a happy family
again. Yeah, what has she been doing, though?
Yeah.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
Definitely care.
What do you call a fairy that doesn't bathe?
What?
Stinkerbell. That's cute. I really like that one. Maybe one. Let's get how about a Pauly Shore real quick?
Hey, it's the Weasel. What's up, bruh? Let's go get some spicy little nuggets.
It was like an Irish Pauly Shore, but I liked it.
Irish?
I don't know. At the end there, it sounded a little Irish
to me.
Scottish,
I don't care.
Really?
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.